You must be the new slave my husband purchased. Welcome to our estate. Red hair, all this odd little... I don't know your word for it. Lentigues, dots in your body. The blue drawings covering your arms. You're from Caledonia. One of the Picti. Are you surprised I speak your language? We had a slave from your land when I was a girl at my father's villa. He had the same hair as you, and I confess, I find it and your barbarian language strangely alluring. He taught me your speech in his free moments, or when I'd run and find him as he worked in the vineyards. He taught me a lot more than his language, come to think of it. I remember him quite fondly. That's why I asked my husband to try and find another flame-haired slave when he went to market today. I'm sure he paid a few extra denarii for your hair, but he doesn't mind indulging me. I'm a very pliant and agreeable wife when I'm indulged. I do wish I could have been there. The thought of you naked, the eyes of half the Republic on your body as you turned on the stand. Tell me, how did you bear it? Did you try and fight? No, I don't think so. You've been so quiet and docile with me. Were you proud and stoic? Or did you enjoy it, perhaps? Just a little? To be the object of so many people's attention and desire, to stand powerless and know that your whole future depends on whose eye you catch. Will you be sold to the mines or to the gladiators arena? I think I'd have enjoyed that if I'd been in your place. It must have been such a relief once you've been bought by a farmer. You'll have a good life here, good food, a much more pleasant climate than the icy woods of Caledonia. And you'll find that if you please us, we are kind and accommodating masters. Loqueris ne Latine. Do you speak any Latin yet? We'll have to fix that. I can't speak like a barbarian all the time. Certainly not in front of your Dominus. That's what you will call him. And I am your Domina. Now, I want to see my husband's purchase in its entirety. Exue. That means I wish for you to strip. I expect it's something I'll be saying quite a lot, now that you're my property. You see, my husband travels to the city often, and I'm left to tend to our estate. But a woman has needs, and part of your duties at our hustle will be to see to my needs while my husband is doing business in Rome. Servum bonum. My, you must have been expensive. What a perfect man. Did my husband have to fight to win you? Those muscles and that mentula. I believe you call it a cock, yes? You might have done well at a brothel. Well, maybe if more of our men were honest about their own pleasure, that is. Plenty of them would love to bend over for you, the few indeed would admit it. Now, I want you to touch your cock. Stroke yourself for me. Mentulam tange, mansturba. I do love watching that. Seeing man grow hard in his own hands while he looks at me, while he listens to my voice. It's one of the many things my husband won't do. The psere, harder, slave, fuck your cock the same way you do by yourself each night. Play with your balls if that's what you like. He finds it humiliating to touch himself, even though it gives me great pleasure to watch. What do you think? Are you ashamed to be touching yourself while I watch? Here's how you answer that. Quid quid tibi placiat, domina. Repeat that back to me, slave. Servum bonum. That means whatever pleases you, and that's what you're for. You're here to please me. Keep stroking your cock for me. I want to see you get close. I'll stand behind you and run my hands over your strong shoulders. Feel how this muscle tense while you work your dick. Do you wish it were my hands on your cock? My slender fingers stroking you, feeling how hot and hard you are. Perhaps next time they will be. For now, I'll just move them lower down your body, over your stomach, and stop just as you reach that line of hair. No, you don't get my hands today. Keep stroking. You sound like you're getting close to coming, breathing like that. If I knelt down before you like this and opened my mouth, would you come all over my face if I asked for it? Just look at that pre-cum leaking out of your tube. Don't come yet. You don't come until after I do. Get your hands off your cock. Now, let me tell you something else my husband won't do. None of this romance will. I'll undress myself so that I can show you. Genuflecte. That means kneel. I want you on your knees while you use your tongue and lips to please me. I'll sit before you and spread my legs. Use my fingers to part my lips so that you can run your tongue over my landica. Just like that. Was that a little moan from you? You like what you see then, and taste. See how wet I am? Watching you work your cock for me was all it took to make my cunt drip. This feels so good. Ah, yes. Your mouth feels so good. Ostum incunno delectat. Your tongue moving on my body. Gods. You have no idea how long I've waited for this. How long it's been since someone last touched me like this, just for my pleasure, let alone enjoyed doing so. Go faster. Ah, Jesus. Oh, make your mistress come, slave. I buy you. And I need to come on your tongue. Like this, yes. Mi plaquisti, serve. Shall I return the favor? River men are so single-minded when it comes to sex. They think that everything other than fucking a woman's cunt, or perhaps a young man's ass, is lesser. Perhaps my husband would ask a whore to take him into her mouth, but never me. And I love to do it. I love having my mouth filled with a thick, hard cock, while my hands explore your balls and thighs, smelling your body, feeling your strong hands in my hair or on my face. Surge, mentrem tuum, Vallo Villare. Saturnalia has arrived early for you, your domina on her knees, asking you to use her like a common whore. I own you, and yet I want you to use my pretty mouth to come. Mi iruma. Serve. I don't need to translate that. Do I? Placet a tibi. Does this feel good when I lick around your head? Taste that sweet juice licking out of your perfect cock. Oh, you can go harder than that. Put your hands in my hair. Pull it. Make me take every inch of you. Really, use me. Suck your cock down my throat. I need to taste your cum. Come for your domino. Serve. Do it. Grazie, Stibi. Serve. You'll be a wonderful addition to our familia. Perhaps I'll even share you with my husband. Would you like that? I think you would. At least I'd have him watch you with me if he saw the effect your barbarian techniques have on me. Well, maybe he could be persuaded to try them himself. You may leave me now. We'll continue this sometime soon, I'm sure. I do look forward to seeing what else you can do with that wonderful body. Go. Introduce yourself to our stable master, and he will set you to your work. Oh, and slave, thank your domina. Say, gracias ago tibi. Oh, you're very welcome, slave.